This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's bring in our good friend, the prop queen. Of course, I'm talking about Ariel Epstein. You can find her on Twitter at Ariel Epstein and also see her on NBA TV and MLB Network. Ariel, how is the weather where you are? Let me ask you the most generic question possible.
It's cold, miserable, gray. We're supposed to get snow in the New York City area, too, which is just horrible. But at least it's an excuse to stay inside.
I was about to say, it's perfect bedding weather.
Yeah.
That's true. Especially, I guess, for the worst week of betting in the NFL. Sure, betting weather. No, I'm just kidding. There are ways to bet this weekend that I'm sure we could all find edges in. Just week 18. Come on. It's very frustrating when you have to bet the final week of the regular season in the NFL. It's hard enough already to bet the NFL, and now you have to figure out which players actually care to play. Oy.
Boy is right. And we were talking earlier this week, Ariel, at maybe looking at contract incentives as a way to bet this weekend, because you do have player props out there where if you find the right angle, you can make some money. What are some things you're looking at?
Yeah, my favorite one of the week, and I know I saw Chelsea posting about it too, about just incentives in general. My favorite of the week is the Kansas City Chiefs defensive tackle, Chris Jones. He needs one more sack in order to make just over $1 million. He's going to go for this stack against the Denver Broncos. He's at 9. He needs 10 to hit the incentive. Chris Jones having a sack is my favorite prop bet of the weekend.
All right. So what other props or guys who are kind of nearing some of those contract incentives or just people who have good matchups? Are there any other props you like this weekend?
Yeah, there are definitely a few. The Buffalo Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs, he needs 6 more receptions in order to hit his receptions incentive. So I'm going to take the over probably on his receptions. I also like for the wide receiver on the Arizona Cardinals, AJ Green. He needs 75 receiving yards to hit his incentive for another 250K. I'm going to take the over on Green's receiving yards prop. Rob Gronkowski is the interesting one because the Bucs tight end has a few incentives he can hit. With his health, though, question is Tom Brady just going to treat him to a nice steak dinner with a nice bottle of wine after the season if he stays healthy as opposed to hurting him week 18? I'll probably stay away from Gronk. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, his incentive is he needs to have a completion percentage of over 66%. He's currently at 65.2%. I would take the over on the Wilson completions. Arizona is going to probably win the game because they need to have a shot at the division. However, Wilson's going to need to – he's probably going to want to milk. I mean, this is the thing. You want to milk the most money you can out of the bosses you think you're leaving. So he's probably going to try to milk extra cash out of the Seahawks before he takes a trip to a new team. Take the over on his completions for Russell Wilson. There was also an underrated linebacker, and that's for the Carolina Panthers, Hassan Reddick. He needs 2 sacks to also make another $1 million, similar to Chris Jones. However, Reddick was on the COVID list last week. If you were a player that needed to have 2 more sacks and there's 2 weeks left in the season to make $1 million and you end up getting put on the COVID list, I would be so furious if that COVID list put me $1 million, it took $1 million from me. I could see Reddick in this Panthers game at least trying to get 1 sack, but I'm sure he's going to go for 2. Yet, this any kind of way that you could bet a sack in that game for Carolina with, or even just directly with Reddick, go and try to grab that as well.
We're talking with the prop queen, sports betting analyst for Yahoo Sports, Ariel Epstein. Of course, you can find her on NBA TV and MLB Network as well. When you look at the Packers-Lions game, this is interesting because the Packers are going to play their starters. We just don't know how long they're going to play. So what angle are you taking here?
I'm going with trying to live bet this because the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said it early this week that he's not a fan of the team having 3 weeks off. This is the perfect preseason game type opportunity where you're up against a bad team in the Lions. You throw your starters out there for some of the first half and then you bench them by halftime. At least get Green Bay starters to get in the motion of the week, make sure they all practice together, all the ones, get them in game day mindset. And then you start them like it's a normal game day. However, I don't know how much the Packers are going to really care to put too much together against Detroit. That said, there's still a chance that Green Bay can get up by a touchdown. And then you'll get the Lions on the live line for some extra points. So instead of it being what the Lions are, which I'm pretty sure the last I saw it was around 3. I'm not sure what you guys are seeing right now. But if you were able to get the points with Detroit, and I'm going to check just like real quick. But if you're able to get the point, they're getting 3.5 right now. So if you're able to get this up to near a touchdown, 6.5, 7, if Green Bay scores and the live line moves that much, come on, this line normally would have been Green Bay -6.5 on the road. Like this is, the line knows that Green Bay is not going to try too hard in this game. Detroit's been good at covering spreads at home. They are above 500. I would go and wait for the live opportunity in Detroit.
Yeah, a lot of it is looking at the numbers and how they are different. Like, if this was a different week of the season and how much value you could possibly be getting. A game that really interests me, and I know that you've got your eye on it too, is the Niners-Rams. The Niners getting 4.5 points here, but we have seen how dominant that San Francisco, for some reason or another, has been over the Rams. 3-0 in their last three, both straight up and against the number. Which way are you leaning on this one?
I'm leaning Niners. It's the only game on the board that really has a lot on the line for both teams. And I'm not just talking clinching a playoff spot. The Rams need to win the game to be able to win the division. San Francisco needs to win the game to get into the playoffs. This is also a divisional rivalry game between two teams that know each other well. You mentioned the stats of San Francisco. I lean taking the points with San Fran. I also love this for a two-team NFC West teaser. Get the 49ers up to 10 and go grab the Arizona Cardinals at basically a pick'em at -0.5 against Seattle. Like I mentioned, the Seahawks don't really need to win the game. They're already out of it. Arizona needs a win in order to have a chance at the division also. So go get Arizona to win and then get San Francisco in a win-or-go-home situation in a 10-point game. It's my favorite teaser of the week.
Ariel, I know you're a Ravens fan, and this weekend they host the Steelers battling Pittsburgh for the 7th seed. If somehow Baltimore gets into the playoffs, and I know it's a bit of a long shot here, could they knock off whoever the 2 seed is?
No, this team is done. This team is, they have no defense, zero. I mean, your head coach is making decisions based off the fact that he doesn't trust his defense. I don't think that John Harbaugh has had to do that in his career in Baltimore. The Ravens are known for defense, and they don't have one. It's just, it's crazy. So that's why, as a Ravens fan, I just want to see Tyler Huntley go out on a high note. I don't foresee Lamar Jackson playing. The Ravens are going to bench him, let him rest up that ankle, and hope that he's better for next year. There's no quarterback dilemma in Baltimore, just to make clear. The dilemma is if the Ravens can play pay Huntley enough to stay as the backup as opposed to going somewhere else to potentially be a starter. This is going to be a showcase game for Huntley. The Ravens are going to throw him out there. The players are going to play hard for him because they still are alive technically in the playoff hunt. They're going to play hard for a player that kept the Ravens in so many games. The books still won't give Huntley any credit for. He covered every spread this year. And I look at this Pittsburgh Steelers team like I look at the Yankees when Jeter retired. When Derek Jeter retired, he walked off at Yankee Stadium. He goes to his rivals, Boston. That was his final send-off. I'm pretty sure he had one hit the whole weekend, if that, and I don't recall the Yankees having a good weekend. Similar to Pittsburgh, you finished at home strong. Big Ben basically walked off, and now you're going to your rivals in Baltimore, where Ravens fans are still going to come out to probably send off Big Ben. They still have a chance at the playoffs. The Ravens in this game, well, I do lean more Baltimore side, but when it comes to the playoffs, even if they made it, I have no hope in this team. I'd rather them go and get a better draft position and not worry about the playoffs this year.
She is the prop queen and sports betting analyst for Yahoo Sports. It is our friend Ariel Epstein. Make sure you give her a follow on Twitter and check her out on NBA TV and MLB Network as well. Ariel, Stay warm and good luck on your bets. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. You too.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.